brought to you by Penguin.
The Way Back to You by James Bailey. Read by Justin Edwards. Chapter 1. I sometimes wonder if all the difficult guests secretly conspire to stay on the same night. In our small B&B, in a sleepy Dorset village, or quaint, as the travel guide would say, we can go for weeks without having a single nuisance customer, but then, like London buses, they all arrive together. And I mean together. They're free to check in at any time between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m, but no, the five separate couples all choose 6:55 p.m. precisely to descend on the reception, giving the last couple a reason to start huffing and puffing as soon as they join the back of the queue. Clearly, it's all part of their plan. Today has just been one of those days. It didn't start very well. Mrs. Cook, our cook, had one of her usual tantrums during breakfast. Her name made me believe she'd be well suited to the role, but it seems she doesn't actually like cooking. In her own words, she doesn't have time for people with dietary requirements, so when she plonked an egg on the plate of one of our vegan guests, I had to scurry into the kitchen and create an alternative dish myself. And then Daisy, our housekeeper, didn't show up to work. Again. Although, truthfully, that is often advantageous. When she cleans, she seems to leave the rooms in a messier state than the guests. I only gave her the job because she's Sue in the post office's daughter, and she needs to earn some money before she goes to university. My daughter, Anna, who I run the place with, has got the weekend off. Her wedding is in a few months' time, and she and her fiancé, Ollie, have gone into town to visit the florists, so I could hardly disturb them for help. Once I'd sorted out the breakfasts and cleaned the rooms, the couple in room two kindly left me whipped cream and oil stains as a parting gift, a coachload of tourists turned up wanting afternoon tea in the gardens, swearing that they'd booked. I didn't have anything written down, so maybe my memory's starting to go, or they'd booked through one of these new-fangled websites that Anna signed us up to. I'd already let Mrs. Cook go home for the day, so I had to cater for all 24 of them, and then do all the washing up. Which brings me to now, and I realise that I've not had the chance to sit down all day. No wonder I'm fast going grey. Welcome to Castle Cottage B&B. The welcome spiel rolls off my tongue without any thought, having said those very words every day for the past 30 years. Just give me a second, and then I'll get you all checked in. Did you have a good journey here? I say, as I frantically try to wake the computer and load the reservation system. The PC breathes heavily, overheating with all the programs running, and the old mahogany grandfather clock chimes the hour a few minutes early. I look up and smile. No one replies. They just stare expectantly at me. None of them look very happy to be on holiday. It's been over a decade since I last went away, but I swear holidays used to be a cause for enjoyment. Oh, not now, I mutter under my breath, as from the corner of my eye I see one of our regulars coming down the stairs. Mrs. Lee is charming, but deaf as a post, and really not the person who I want coming for a chat at this very second.
My toilet isn't flushing,
she shouts to everyone, as if she's delivering the official welcome speech from the staircase. I'm sorry about that, Mrs. Lee. I will come and take a look at it just as soon as I've checked these guests in. I give a strained smile, trying to convey that now isn't the best time. She doesn't get the message.
Well, I wouldn't hang about.
The guests waiting don't look amused. I can tell that Mr. Huff and Mrs. Puff at the back are already planning their scathing TripAdvisor reviews. OK, Mrs. Lee, I understand. I'll be up shortly, and I'll bring you a sandwich, too. We don't strictly do evening meals, but as she's a regular and can't stomach a large plateful of scampi and chips at the pub round the corner, I normally make an exception and rustle her up a cheese sandwich in the evening. Sorry, where were we? I turn to the couple at the front of the queue, trying to muster my most cheerful face and voice to combat their frowns, hoping that we're not interrupted any further. Can I take your names, please?
It's Mrs. Jolly,
she replies curtly. I accidentally snort.
I thought you were a 4-star establishment,
Mr. Jolly says bluntly, pointing at the 3-star sign hanging on the wall behind me. I'm the 4th star, I grin, rather than explain the nuances of the different rating systems. He doesn't find that funny. His furrowed brows deepen even further. Clearly not the time for humour. I'm Simon, and you might meet my daughter Anna during your stay. Should you need anything, please just let one of us know.
Can we get a room service menu?
He barks, his frame hunched over, looking out of place with the low, dark wooden beams only inches above his head. Sorry, we don't do evening meals, but there is a pub just round the corner which serves very nice food.
But you just said you...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?